Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You can't be laughing in the intro. Welcome back to the Mr. Fake Me Man Hater podcast. I am the Man Hater.
And I'm Mr. Pick Me.
Yeah, you are.
We did
We both contributed. As you know, these names were given to us lovingly by a troll on the internet, despite the fact that I don't hate men and Cheska's been picked.
I did. I was.
What?
I
I
was.
did?
I did is not the right.
Oh wow, what a great start.
As
Anywho,
always.
today we are talking about a very topical topic. Something that a lot of people are talking about. If you don't know, there was a video on the internet of a man doing like a street interview with women, and he asked a very important question, which was, if you were in the woods, would you rather run into a bear or a man? And overwhelmingly, the response was a bear from the women. And shockingly enough, Chesco, the men did not like said response.
What?
What? And so there were a lot of responses from said men that one could categorize as bad advice. So we're going to
No.
be, I know, on
No. On the internet?
the internet, men giving bad advice. We're going to break down what the debate is, our thoughts on it, and some videos from men who are responding from all different categories. And we're also going to talk about, there was a response from a woman talking about a very certain case involving a woman, a bear, and a man. That ended horribly, where she said it proves the fact that the bear is the worse of the two. When I argue the bear was the one who did the killing, but the man was the one responsible. So,
And I've seen none of these videos other than the original interview. So this will be great. Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out
gladly.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
For you.
No, you don't.
The first interview was done by Screenshot. I don't know if you've heard of
Okay.
Screenshot, but they did a like on the street interview. And the question was, as we said, would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear? The final tally was 1-7. Out of eight
Okay.
women, only one said they would rather be with a man.
The thing is, even like I don't even understand how people get upset in general. Like if I'm in the woods and there's a random man that I run into there, I'm absolutely going to be more terrified than if I saw because a bear, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah, the bear is supposed to be there. That's the
Right,
bear's
right.
home.
I'm in the bear's house. That's I'd be
Yeah.
yeah. That's my fault.
I'm trying to think of all of my favorite responses. To your point, if a bear is in the woods, it's because they live there. If a man is in the woods, he might have followed me. The worst a bear can do is kill me. Hint, hint at the other things that men do. If I'm dead, the bear will leave me alone. If a bear attacks me, everyone will believe me. That's a good one. Like, damn. Nobody will ask what I was wearing if the bear kills me. And then someone commented once that if they were attacked by a bear, they know the bear would be put down. Scolding. Absolutely. It's crazy to me because when that question was asked, I just literally had to pause and think for a second. I was like, oh, I was like, well, a bear's predictable, you know, a bear's not going to lie to you about its intentions. If a bear's aggressive, you know it's aggressive, versus a man could literally, like, you look at like a, oh my God, the guy who would pretend he had his arm injured and he'd put his arm in a sling and then get women in his van.
No, what?
Oh, the serial killer, Bundy.
I don't. Did he? I didn't even know that was his method.
Yes.
See, I'm not. I don't watch enough serial killer documentaries and things.
Yeah, one of the ways he would get women is he, first of all, he was very charming. He was attractive. He would put his arm in a sling and he'd act like he needed help.
Wow.
Spoiler.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, because that's like, if a bear is aggressive, you know. If a bear is calm, you know. And there's a protocol with bears. Like, there's things you can do to hopefully limit the chances of an encounter. versus like a man in the woods.
And also like, go ahead. Sorry. I want to cut you off.
That's the only time you've cut me off that I had nothing to say. The one time I have nothing to say, you're like, oh, were you saying something? I'm like, it was a sound effect. Go.
Okay. So I get a lot of people commenting on my video. A lot of guys will get angry at my videos too. Like, I'm so sick and tired. I know, right? I'm so sick and tired of women portraying all men like we're these horrible things with, and there's no sense of like irony in the idea that, do you think that perhaps women are also tired of having to view men as predators? Like, what's the worst of those two sides?
That's such a good point.
Do you not understand?
Because it's like, I know women are tired of constantly being harassed and assaulted and attacked.
You know how hard it is for me?
But it makes me tired to hear about it.
Do women not understand the plight of the cishet white man? Oh.
No, we don't. What is the privilege like?
It's, oh, God. To have to know that you don't immediately think I am the greatest person on earth? Oh, God, where do you get off? And it's constant. I've gotten that comment 100 times at least.
Same.
And like I said, without any irony in understanding the other perspective, without any even attempt to understand why or where that is coming from and what it must feel like to be in a position where you have to worry about those things. And the reason they don't attempt to is because they don't have to. We don't have to worry about being alone with somebody another woman on an alley. If I'm walking down an alley and I see another guy, I am going to be worried, right? What's going to happen? Because that's the whole thing. The men are victims of violence.
Oh, 100%.
But it's to other men. It's to usually, I think it was something like violent crime. It's like 87%. You can look up the stat, but it's like some high percentage of all violent crime. And even of the percentage of women that commit violent crime, it's usually as a result of like in self-defense, or it's the very specific occasions, right? Random violent crime is almost never done by women.
You know what kills me about this? Like, so let's just pretend in some world, these men really are that naive. The ones that are that's my, they're motorcycles. Yes. The South Park motorcycles.
Wildly accurate.
I mean, honestly, they probably would do that. But like, say they live in some naive world where like they really did not know that. They didn't know the fear they live in from men. Particularly when they're alone and they're isolated, which is why, you know, in the woods you would be. Say they didn't know that. When met with proof that a large majority of women are saying, quite literally, I would rather run into a bear than a man. When met with this crazy, like, even if you're like, that's a crazy realization to understand that women feel that way. They don't empathize. They don't question themselves. They don't question what's going on. Like, why would women think that? Like, what could possibly be going on in society? They're across the board. Almost all of them are like, that's stupid. You're dumb. Women are dumb. And I'm like, this is what we're talking about.
Right. The question is, if you're tired of being viewed as a violent offender, if you're tired of being viewed as a predator, what are you doing in your personal life, in your day-to-day life, to assuage, to go against those views? What are you personally doing to stop the guys that are in your life from acting like those predators, from creating situations that make other people feel unsafe? Right. I made a video, this is probably about a year or two ago now, that talked about I called it the other sidewalk rule. And it was because I go out for walks at night oftentimes. And in my neighborhood, it's usually I'm the only man out. There's other women that are going out for walks too. And if I'm in a situation where I turn a corner and I'm right behind a woman, I'll either slow down my pace enough, or I'll tie my shoe, or do
slow
something
down,
to give
Jessica.
Her enough. Yeah, well, to give her yeah. enough space where it doesn't yeah. feel like I'm approaching behind her. Or if we're walking toward each other inside the street, I'll usually cross to the other side. Yeah. I'll still, and I'll smile and nod a little if we make eye contact or something like that. But I don't. I give the space not because I'm like I'm this vicious, violent person, but because I'm aware. Yeah. That it can be, I'm a big guy, right? I've yes. talked about that before. I don't need to bring that up again.
Stop talking about that.
I know, I'm so tall.
I'm 6'5". Yeah. Did I say that already? I don't know if you know that.
I don't know if you know that, but the fact is, that's the reality. And if yeah. if this 6'5" big guy, it's not like I'm even like a beanpole 6'5", right? I'm built like a NFL lineman, right? If I was walking down the street towards you, the odds are that's a scary sight. If yeah. I saw me walking down the street right. in a dark neighborhood with, you know, in the middle of the night, or not in the middle of the night, not like at 3 a.m.
I walk the streets at night.
That's justified reason to be scared. But at nighttime,
yeah,
right. Then it's a simple to, and people are like, well, that's so, I'm not going to cross the street. Well, then you're part of the problem.
Right.
Right. Cause you don't understand. You're like literally perpetrating the idea that slight inconvenience for you is more important to you in your life than possibly making somebody else feel more comfortable, for making their night something where they don't have to feel terrified for a moment.
Well, it's interesting because something that you're talking about in that example, but that's been brought up in this, is that a lot of the men who responded in good faith, in the sense that they responded in the way they actually feel. They were not being satirical, which mm-hmm. I have examples of that too. But when they were like being honest, a lot of what they said was, that's not logical. That doesn't mm-hmm. make sense. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course they're being snarky. And it's not even just that right. that's not logical. It's like, you're dumb. You're all dumb. You're stupid.
You emotional women.
You're so emotional. Right. But gross. Why do you have fears? I'm so excited to edit this and hear what that sounds like. There was discourse amongst people about like why are guys reacting this way? And they talked about the fact that men are not exhibiting empathy.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it logic, but what they're really doing is just straight up not giving a shit about mm-hmm. the way that the other person feels. And you'll see this even when men are arguing with women. If they're misogynistic, they will be like, you're being emotional. You're not being logical. You need to calm down. It's like, yeah, if you had any empathy, you would have emotion as well, because you would have mm-hmm. the ability to put yourself in my shoes and feel my perspective. But you don't. And so you think you're being logical, but what you're really being is withdrawn and unattached. Mm-hmm. What you're really being is disconnected and unempathetic to any situation other than yourself.
And also usually be angry. And that's also an emotion. Oh, this is so frustrating to me.
So illogical.
God, why can't you be emotionless like me with my emotionless anger? And
I'm punching a wall now because I have no emotion.
Look at how little emotion I have. I have to go to the doctor again now.
I broke my hand because I have no emotion, doc. That's the cause. No emotion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it is interesting because I really do feel that way. And empathy is a big part of logic as a whole, of understanding mm-hmm. all aspects of a situation. To fully understand a situation, it is important to understand the perspective of those involved. It actually is right. logical to have empathy if you're trying to understand what has happened, why it happened, mm-hmm. and each player within that, why they did what they did, so you can make the best decision. Empathy is a huge part of that. So to just be devoid of it does not make you right. any more logical, and does not make you any more intelligent. It just makes you completely detached.
When part of it is when it comes to privilege, I can't remember the exact theorist, but there was a feminist standpoint, epistemology mm-hmm. and theory talks about the wherever you are on the societal hierarchy of privilege, mm-hmm. it's nearly impossible for you to understand fully what it's like to be to somebody else with less
sure
privilege
sure
you.
sure
right. And so, and obviously you can do certain things to listen and understand and still have empathy to an extent, but it's the idea of your agency as an individual that is less privileged is far more of an expertise on all these different things, right? And so that empathy gap that we're talking about with men, though, stems from that. And then it also stems from, it's not laziness, because laziness is a bad word. I don't like the idea of it. They don't feel any urgency to learn about the people. Maybe it's egocentrism, because it doesn't affect them personally.
Right.
So why am I going to bother attempting to listen to these people that have a different viewpoint than me, because it's never going to hurt me in my own personal life?
And that's such an interesting aspect of it, because then it proves the point.
Right.
They don't engage or care to understand because they don't have empathy for women, which mm-hmm. is why women are scared of them, because they don't mm-hmm. have empathy. They don't see them as equals. Like, they're not even willing to try to understand where they're coming from. They would rather negate what they're saying. They would rather say that they're dumb. They would rather, you know, degrade them in some way that than actually try and hear them out. And so I have a couple reactions. I have one reaction that like went super viral. I have a satirical reaction from someone that like absolutely proves the point, not on mm-hmm. purpose. And then I have a nice guy reaction, because you know I'm all about the nice guys, calling them out.
I feel like I want to make a reaction dressed as a bear. The bears
are. You are a big bear. Isn't that what Kaylee says, that you're a big bear? Big teddy bear.
And a lot of the men in my DMs also call me that.
Oh my goodness.
I'm very popular in the bear community. So
different bears, everyone. Different bears.
Different bears. Not from, pretty sure everyone listening to our podcast probably has a understanding of maybe.
I'm just saying, we're talking about bears. There's lots of different bears. That's a man and a bear. So it's there true. You go. So this guy, he just, you know what? Someone just has an attitude that just reeks. Like immediately his attitude is foul. Oh, it's you. You know, you're.
Yeah, just of course.
Okay. So he's just like talking to the camera. Okay. I know we've all seen the video where a guy's just going around asking women, would you all rather be stuck in the woods with a man or a bear? I just want y'all, just hear me out. I want y'all to slow it down and realize social media isn't real life. You pull up all your fucking stats. And of course, he starts to do like the voice when he's when he's repeating women, because we love that for us. 1 in 6 women will be attacked by a man in their lifetime. Only 1 in 1 million have a chance to be attacked by a bear. Let's think about this. You live and walk past in your life probably hundreds of thousands of men. You probably never fucking walk past a bear. So no shit. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. The chances that I'm going to walk up to a Kodiak bear are slim to none ever in life. I don't even like to go to the zoo. What the fuck are you guys talking about? That's number one, proximity. The way you're bringing that up is ridiculous. The way that that question should have been asked. Love that he's correcting it. I'm glad we have his opinion. Thank God. Thank God. The way that question should have been asked is, would you rather be in the woods with a bear that wants to kill you or a man that wants to kill you, so that you could get the real fucking answers? And then he feels the need to say the following. I ain't never hit a woman violently. I've never put a hand on a woman. I ain't never sexually assaulted a woman. No, none of that. I ain't never called a woman out of her fucking name. And then he goes, not to her face, and does a little giggle. Love that. So great.
Yeah.
I think all that is terrible and wrong, but y'all acting like men are scarier than bears. You ain't watched enough nature documentaries, baby. Go watch one where they try to get the picture of the bear and the light scares him, and a startled bear. I swear to fucking God, the earth moved when he got startled. Go watch some videos. The way y'all, and then he did like that, like talk hand gesture. Yep. Y'all dumb as hell.
His specific question, though. Would I rather be in the forest with a bear that wants to kill me or a man that wants to kill me? The man that wants to kill me is decidedly scarier. And it's not to say, like, bears are absolutely scary.
Right.
I've seen bears charging.
Yeah.
Right. But I feel like I have a better, if I'm like, I don't know, like an intelligent human being that is there to kill you is a much scarier situation than a bear that's supposed to be scary.
Right.
To his point, men aren't supposed to be terrifying and scary.
Right.
Because you walk by them. But the idea, his somehow better question is even worse than the original question.
Well, because it's like, if a bear wants to kill you, it's either that he's scared or he's hungry, usually, right? Mm-hmm. If a man wants to kill you, God only knows, you didn't wink back at him. You didn't give him attention. Like, there's so many things. And, like, a bear's behavior being in the woods does not change the bear's behavior. Mm-hmm. A man's behavior being in the woods, a.k.a. isolated, a.k.a. no one else is around, drastically changes the way he behaves with a woman. Yeah. So, like...
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
Is far more terrifying. Yeah. Like, that's a scary movie right there.
I know. To me, why this is so foul is, again, like, you're hearing women say, the sum of it is, we're fucking terrified. That's what women are saying. We are terrified of men. We can't trust men. We can't trust, upon seeing a man, we do not know his intentions. And 9 times out of 10, if not, 10 out of 10, women have a negative viewpoint because of their own experiences. It's not coming from nowhere. And so upon hearing this, women are terrified. This fucking attitude of like, okay, let me just tell you why you're dumb. Let me just say, these stats you're pulling up, like, these fucking stats are stupid. It's like 1 in 6 women being attacked by a man in their life. That's a crazy stat.
Yeah, that's absolutely. That number feels low, smaller than it actually is. Yeah, like that it's actually higher.
And then you have, like, what is it, 1 in 4 being essayed at some point, which I think is also a low statistic. Mm-hmm. So, like, the fact that he's like, your stats are dumb. It's like, the stat is crazy. What you just said is nuts. How do you not, feel the weight of that? Like, instead of appreciating women are more scared of men than bears, he literally wants to mansplain statistics to women. It's like, you know what? A bear wouldn't bearsplain.
Right. But also, it's like, the whole mansplaining thing. Do you women not know that there's actually a lot of guys that won't just attack you randomly? Yeah, they fucking know that. That doesn't mean that they're still not the threat. The fact that these numbers exist means that there are enough that it's possible at any time. And we don't have badges on us that say safe guy or person that's not going to hurt you. I've been, and also it's the idea that there are good guys or nice guys, right, that are capable of still doing horrific things. Mm-hmm. Right. And we're aware and we've seen it enough times, right, of people that in a moment of rage or in a moment and that rage can come from literally, like you said, from not getting a phone number, from being quote unquote disrespected in a situation where it can come out unexpectedly. Oh, I've never done this before. He's never like that before. It does happen. And so and just writing off then all the fear and the anger and the reality because of the fact that the majority of guys you walk by aren't attacking you is so detached from empathy, which goes back to what we were talking about what it's like not knowing of these million guys that you're walking by every day. Which one would be the one, if they were alone with me, that wouldn't just walk by me? And that's I can't fully understand that. Like, especially as a 6'5"
the bear of a man,
as the bear of a man that I am, right? Yeah. I have to listen. The only empathy I can have, real empathy I can have, is by listening to people that have to live in their bodies in a world with people like me, right? That have to walk by me at nighttime, right? And just writing it off as dumb ignores the reality of the world that we're in, right? Ignores the real feelings, the valid feelings that people have.
Additionally, like, that was a video by a man made for a man. He's pretending to talk to women.
Oh, absolutely.
But this dude is saying, and I think that's also what's so gross about it, is like, this dude is clearly talking to other men. Like, listen to me talk down to women about how stupid they are. And then the boys are going to be like, ha, ha, ha. Of course, yeah, women had a lot to say about that. And he did like an apology that was kind of mocking. It was awful. Let's jump ahead because there's lots of reactions to this, and as there are lots of men on the internet. So this next one was from a male hiker, a hiking enthusiast. And let's just say he didn't like that. He almost took it as a personal attack on male hikers. I'm going to tell you what he said, and then I want you to reserve judgment as to his like intent, because then I'm going to read the comments.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what he says. As a male hiker, I didn't realize that we had such a poor reputation when it comes to women. I really don't think it's deserved. I mean, are women getting mauled by a bunch of male hikers somewhere? I mean, is there an epidemic of women being attacked in the woods? Cause like I have a GPS, I could help you if you're lost. I've got sun protection, and he holds up, you know, a little can of sunscreen. If you're hungry, I've got almonds. If you've got blistered or you're injured, I've got moleskin. If you're cold, I've got hand warmers or stuff like that, you know, but you'd rather run into a bear than me. I mean, all right, that's fine, I guess. Okay. So that's how he came off, like very much.
You asked me to hold off, so I'm waiting because I have like do have things to say.
Yeah, because you know, very much trying to come off like I'm just this nice guy. Of course, there's a little bit of things in there, right? Where he's like, definitely. I mean, I didn't know people were getting mauled by a bunch of male hikers. Like, hint, hint, right? Okay, but here's the comments. Someone said, "It's the nice guy energy for me." You would think it was me, but it wasn't. And he goes, "It's sad that a guy being nice must be hiding something sinister, and you see the worst of people." Another comment, "There aren't shelters across America filled with women getting away from bears." Bars. He said, "Nor are they trying to get away from random guys hiking in the woods. We don't deserve your prejudice." Yeah, heavy eye roll from Chesco. You can't see it, but it's happening.
I'm sorry. The martyr, the wannabe martyr to the victim, and like, oh,
the prejudice against male hikers. Yes. Everybody knows that when it comes to prejudice in the society, it's the male hikers that get it the worst.
Yeah. They're the true victims in this whole situation.
This guy was white, also, just so we
know.
Shocking. Okay. And then another person goes, "Yeah, definitely taking the bear over this guy." And he says, "And if the bear attacks you, I'll still try to patch you up and help you. Or would you prefer another bear over me at that point as well?" Like, you want two bears. Oh. Do you want the bear to patch your wounds? Honestly, I might take the bear with a Band-Aid.
Right.
And then someone else says, "Something's telling me this is not the guy to trust in the woods." And he said, "Says the person who picked bears over any man based on fear and prejudice." So that's kind of a tonal shift from, "I'm just a guy with moleskin and almonds."
Yeah, I'm such a dude. I'm such a good person. It's the obvious, I hate when people do it, I had no idea that people were feeling this way. Let me make this about me. Because this is really important that you all know that me personally, I'm a good guy. If you see me in the woods,
I give you homage.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is like, he's trying to give that off, but he's still adding these subtle little things. Like, I didn't know they were getting mauled by a bunch of male hikers. Like, again, hint, hint, you're dumb. Is there an epidemic of women being attacked in the woods? Which, like, yeah, absolutely there is. But also just, like, the idea of, like, we're talking about women being afraid of men. And instead he's like, "Here's how men help you in the woods."
Like, yeah. Well, and that's, like, I feel like he thought the gotcha to the bear, "I'd still help you. Even if the bear," I feel like he felt like, "Look at how wonderful I am. And that if I walked upon you, your bleeding body on the forest,
I'd give you almonds.
Even though you were mean to me. in this hypothetical situation
with a hypothetical bear.
I'd still help you from this hypothetical. I look how wonderful I am.
Oh, it's so. But then he, in the comment section, like he immediately shows his true colors, which is he's not some do-gooder. Like, golly shucks. I didn't know it was a problem for women. I've got my almonds. Like, that's what he's coming off as. But the second he gets in the comment section, he's like, prejudice. This is prejudice. Like, dude.
And that's what you can always, you always see that. Because there are situations, I'm sure you've been there, I've been there, where I genuinely am like, oh, here, I'll give you a great example. All right. Recently, that I made a joke about Sarah J, or about the what's that? Sarah J Mass Moss, my, I don't know, the book of there's like a fairy porn book or a fairy smut book that's out, that's very popular
out of my realm of expertise. Yeah,
it's kind
of
like 50 Shades of Grey but in a fairy kingdom is how someone described it with me.
Wow.
Anyway, so I made a joke, I knew nothing about it. I haven't read the book, I've done no research about it. And then, one of my followers tagged me in a video of a creator explaining why this author is very problematic.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, I genuinely had no idea.
Right.
And I took down the video. I was like, it's this, there's no point.
Right.
And I engaged in the comment, went back and forth. And I thanked her for letting me know about this because that was a situation where I just was completely ignorant. I'd heard of this book because I'm on Book Talk and I'll see people occasionally talk about this particular thing. And it wasn't, and once I was informed about this thing that I really was, I didn't know.
Golly.
Instead of just being all defensive, I was like, that's problematic then that I'm and essentially advertising for this problematic author.
Sure.
On my page when that, now that I know this new information.
Yes, I adjust.
That's what you do. It's okay because you get so many guys like, well, you can't make a mistake. I'm so afraid I'm going to offend somebody or do something. It's, people make mistakes all the time.
That's such bullshit.
It's only when you hear it and you're like, fuck you. Like when your response is like,
prejudice.
I'm a good person though. I'm a good person. Tell me I'm good. Right. That's where it's like, even if that's what you're feeling on the inside, right? You have to be aware.
Yeah.
Just understand that it's okay to be called out and educated or called in. I don't remember that. However you want to call it.
Whatever.
And to change your ways, right? That's okay. To hear other viewpoints and to learn and grow. It's almost like that's what we all should be doing.
Almost.
We can't know everything.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's like, again, like all of these examples just prove the point that they're going against, which is this guy is trying to showcase himself. I'm just a naive guy.
I'm just a hiker boy.
I'm a hiker boy with almonds and moleskin and Band-Aids and hand warmers, you know. But then immediately is aggressive, aggressive in the comments, is firing back at anybody who has a critique of him, who doesn't like him, or who, it's not even just the comments that are against him. It's like anything that he perceives to be against men, even like the shelters comment. There aren't shelters across America filled with women getting away from bears. He makes it about himself, nor are they trying to get away from random guys hiking. It's like, well, actually, they might be, first of all. But secondly, it's like he is proving that he put forth an energy and an image that is not the truth. That was not his intention. It's not that he was some guy who was like, I didn't know about this. I'm just nice. He's a guy who is pissed off and thinks that the content is prejudicial. Prejudicial.
Prejudiciary.
But point being, like, that's a rough one. He's not being honest. He was not honest in his true intention and his true feelings when he made that. And that's what we're fucking talking about, is a bear. A bear's not going
to
do that.
And that's all it comes down to.
If a bear wants to eat you, you're going to know. If a bear's calm, you're going to know. They're not going to be like, oh, I'm just a bear. I'm just a bear out on the trail just looking for a little place to put my paws, and then attack you. They're like, I'm going to attack you. Here's my energy.
It's good. Like, it's like the second when you make a statement, or whether it's problematic, whether it's honest or whatever, and you learn new information, the way that you take it in, right, is more important than even the initial problematic thing you said. the way you understand, the way you hear it, because you can now no longer claim you were ignorant to how people were actually feeling. Now that claim is out the window. However you felt originally, whether or not it was honest, is now gone, because now you have actual women in your comment section telling you exactly why this is why they would respond that way or why they feel this way. And now when you have that ignorance is now gone, now we're seeing the real you. Now we're seeing the true you, even if we want to give all the benefit of the doubt and say that it really was recorded in good faith, now out of ignorance, even though we know it wasn't, right? But even if that was true, then all of a sudden that benefit of the doubt goes away the second we see reality come out in the comment section.
But you know, Chesco, I don't think we talk enough about the plight of the white male hiker.
We really do. We need to spend more time talking about
that. We need to do a full episode. I mean, God, they've got it rough out there. They're just trying to hike and eat almonds.
Do you know how much almonds cost?
Do you know the risk of dehydration on the trail? They're fighting for their lives out there.
Can I do a complete aside story real quick that has nothing to do with what we're talking about?
1,000%. Always.
By the way, I told Dr. Roxanne Naya last week.
I love Naya.
I know. I told her, I was like, without Reagan here, hopefully we can stay on track, because normally I'll just go off and Reagan will be like, let's go back to what we're talking about.
I'm the one who's taking us back on course, we have a problem, just for the record.
But that's the beauty of our podcast, I think, is that we go all over the place. Rarely are we focused.
No.
But anyway, so I thought this is my ignorance of health. Okay. I thought, you know, trail mix is what you associate with health.
Oh no. Right?
In my mind, this is a couple years back. This was like during COVID. And I was like, you know, I was gaining some weight during COVID. And so I bought trail mix thinking, oh, I'm going to get a healthy snack to eat during COVID so that I'm not like just eating chips and other bad food for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm eating it and I'm like, and then my meals are healthy and I'm just snacking on trail mix and I'm just gaining more and more weight. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm eating healthy. And what is going on? Because I forgot that trail mix is for when you're walking trails constantly.
When you need calories.
And I realized that what I was eating, this small little pack of each one of them, was like 1,000 calories.
It's insane, especially if there's like M&Ms in there.
There was. So I gained about 15 pounds of trail mix calories it was bad. I could not believe you have no idea. You know those giant Costco, I don't know if you've ever seen bags of like M&M trail mix that they have? Yeah, I was going through those like one
daily.
A week. And like just like eating probably 10,000 calories of extra trail mix.
I had that same experience with protein bars.
Yeah.
And I was training and I remember I would just destroy them like six a day. And I remember talking to my trainer at the time because I don't know what the hell I was doing with the trainer, and I remember bragging to her and I was like, her name was Ashley. She was great. I was like, Ashley, I've been eating so healthy. I've been eating like just bars and blah, blah, blah. And mind you, these are like chocolate covered, like sugar.
Of course.
Filled.
Oh, I've had them.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's sweet. Like hurt your teeth sweet, you know? And she was like, what? And I was like, oh yeah, I don't even eat food. I just eat. She's like, that's really bad for you. She's like, why are you not making meals and eating? And I was like, because it's healthy. Because I'm eating candy bars. Oh, she was like, you're an idiot.
I hired a trainer last year thinking it was like, if I'm paying for it, I'm clearly going to show up and use. It was at a train gym.
In the perfect world.
And so I paid for a year of training. They allow you to use them later if you miss your if you don't use them weekly. Mm-hmm. So I have 1 month left. I paused my membership because I'm paying $10 a month to pause it right now.
Yeah.
I have 1 month yet left to use. I think it's something like I had two per week for about, so about 80.
It's going to be a rough month.
So I'm trying right now to get in good enough shape that I can unpause my membership and just go every day and use them all up and then cancel my membership and never make that mistake again because it was so dumb. I spent so much money.
I can't do it.
There's so much money that I have paid them.
Dude, so my mom paid for me. I love Orange Theory, but it's super expensive. But it kicks your butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it for a while. Yeah. The best shape I've ever been in Orange Theory, mm-hmm. but it's because I have an addictive personality. And so I was like addicted to working out. Yeah. Anyways, so that's not great. But so my mom is like gifted me with like a month or two of training, which is mm-hmm. super, super nice. And I got in there and like, I have something wrong with me mentally, aside from all the things you already know, but right. like, I don't recognize like, oh, it's been years. You can't go as hard as when you used to train a lot. So I get on there and I'm like, I got this. And I crank the tread and now I'm running. And like, I literally look at the screen and I am red. I am in the red immediately, which is like your heart. That's, you're supposed to be in the orange. It's like blue, green, yeah. orange is like you're pushing it in a good way. Red is like, okay, calm down. And I was red the whole class. I kept waiting for like one of the people at the front desk to come and be like, ma'am, I think you're dying. I think you should calm down. And I was so sore. I like couldn't walk.
Yeah, that was exactly why I went to my first training session with the when I actually did go for the 2 weeks before I stopped going. And so this is one of the reasons why. And he was like, I was like, well, I haven't, you know, I really have not been working out. I've been post-COVID, you know, yeah. not doing what I used to. So, I mean, let's do like a real beginner's pace. And so halfway through the session, I'm literally dry heaving into a garbage can. So he was like, why don't we end a little early today? I was like, I think that's a great idea.
You know it's bad when the trainer is ending this. Yeah.
And I came back the next time and I was like, do you have like less than begin? Like what would you, if I was like.
Give a child's class.
Yeah. If I came in here and you like couldn't help but be disgusted by every choice I've ever made, how would you work out with me then? And we found a nice little routine to do, but I was so embarrassed by it. But I just, that's one of the reasons why gyms are so terrible. Like, yeah. I don't know how people go to. I actually liked Orange Theory. I went there for a while.
Orange Theory.
The schedule of it was hard for me to fit in. That was the only issue.
Yeah.
But I would go like there's so many, and maybe it's like the Los Angeles thing. I go to the gym and there's like models everywhere.
No.
Looking like and there are people that look like me, right? That are using some of the machines. But like where the trainer took me to was like with all the fancy, like the
goddess section.
Yeah, with all the, I don't know if it was supposed to be motivating, but it just made me feel terrible about every choice I've ever
Why
made.
Why am I here? Yeah, it's the thing that annoys me the most is yeah. my therapist and my psychiatrist, because I have both, tell me like working out is good for your mental health. And then, yeah. you know, even my like doctor was like, it's good for PMDD, you know, all the things that are wrong with me. And I'm like, okay. I've been mm-hmm. working out. My mental health is substantially better. I'm like, oh God, dang it. I want it. You know, you want it to be wrong.
Well, that's what it's the things we know are true. We don't want to be true. Yep. Like I've eaten this past month, ever since I had my surgery, I have eaten the healthiest I've ever eaten. I'm eating, you know, 5 to 10 servings of fruit and vegetables every day.
Good for you.
Like really, really, like a lot of real, just good stuff. I remember part of it because I don't ever want to experience that week again. It was so yeah. terrible.
Yeah.
And diet is a go way. And I feel better than I have ever felt. And I'm like, are you
Shut
telling
up,
me?
Shut up, bitch.
I could have been doing this the whole time.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Oh, but bad food tastes so good.
So Reagan and I, not surprising any longtime listeners, had a lot more to say about the man versus bear discussion. So much so that we decided to split this episode into two. So if you are a brand new listener, be sure to subscribe so that you get notified about our next episode. And for everybody else, you know, if you enjoy our show, the best way to support us is simply to leave a 5-star review so that we do better in the rankings for the little algorithms for podcasts, and just to tell people about it. So if you know someone that listens to podcasts, be sure to share it. Until then, this is Mr. Pick Me signing off. I love you. Is that, I'm so bad at ending shows.